Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peet. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Salters moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Salters moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salters scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pete. The throw from Pitlock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Renza. The throw from Pitlock, and Hale drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Pete scores. Renza moves to third. Lyons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Renza scores. Lyons moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Appling steals third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a pop-up towards third. Hale catches it. Appling is tagging up. There's the throw, and Appling is out at the plate. That's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Renza hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lyons is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. with 2 walks. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Bob Feller. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Renzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renzo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Renzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Renzo moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 3 in the game. Croner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Walker bunts towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Radcliffe strikes out. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 3 in the game. Soltis strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pete is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Renza takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Blas Monaco pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Blas Monaco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monaco strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 4 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.